ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकीनन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 1, Text 10. Yadopahuto bhavanam pravishto mantraya pushta kila purva jena athahatan mantra drisham variyan यन्मन्त्रिणो वैदुरिकं वदन्ति यदोपहूतो भवनं प्रविष्टो मन्त्राय पुष्टः किल पूर्वजेन अथाह तन्मन्त्रदृशां वरीयान् यन्मन्त्रिणो वैदुरिकं वदन्ति यदोपहूतो भवनं प्रविष्टो मन्त्राय पृष्टः किल पूर्वजेन अथाह तन्मन्त्रदृशां वरीयान् यन्मन्त्रिणो वैदुरिकं वदन्ति। यदोपहूतो भवनं पृष्टो मन्त्राय पृष्टः किल पूर्वजेन अथाह तन्मन्त्रदृशां वरीयान् यन्मन्त्रिणो वैदुरिकं वदन्ति। यदोपहूतो भवनं प्रविष्टो मन्त्राय पूर्वजेन यथाय तन्मन्त्रदृशां वरीयान् यन्मन्त्रिणो वैदुरिकं वदन्ति। यदोपहूतो भवनं प्रविष्टो मन्त्राय पृष्टः किल पूर्वजेन अथाह तन्मन्त्रदृशां वरीयान् यन्मन्त्रिणो वैदुरिकं वदन्ति। यदोपहूतो भवनं प्रविष्टो మంత్రాయ పృష్ట కిల పూర్వజేన అథాహ తన్మంత్రదృశాం వరీయాన్ యన్మంత్రిణో వైదురికం వదంతి. యదోపహూతో భవనం ప్రవిష్టో మంత్రాయ పృష్ట కిల పూర్వజేన అథాహ తన్మంత్రదృశాం వరీయాన్ యన్మంత్రిణో వైదురికం వదంతి. యదోపహూతో భవనం ప్రవిష్టో మంత్రాయ పృష్ట కిల పూర్వజేన అథాహ తన్మంత్రదృశాం వరీయాన్ యన్మంత్రిణో వైదురికం వదంతి. యదా వెన్ ఉపహూతః వాస్ కాల్డ్ బై భవనం ద ప్యాలెస్ ప్రవిష్టః ఎంటర్డ్ మంత్రాయ ఫార్ కన్సల్టేషన్ పృష్టః asked by kila of course purvajena by the elder brother atha thus ah said tat that mantra advise drisham just suitable variyan excellent yat that which mantrinah the ministers of state or expert politicians vaidurikam instructions by vidura vadanti do they say translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada ki jai. When Vidura was invited by his elder brother Dhritarashtra for consultation, he entered the house and gave instructions which were exactly to the point. His advice is well known, and instructions by Vidura are approved by expert ministers of state. Purport: political suggestions by Vidura are known as expert, just as in modern times Pandit Chanakya is considered the authority in good counsel in both political and moral instructions. We'll read two more verses because it has very small purport. Ajata shatro pratiyachadayam tatikshato durvishaham tavagah sahanuju జో యత్ర వృకోదరాహిః శ్వసన్ రుషాయ త్వమలం బిభేతి. విదురా సెడ్, యు మస్ట్ నౌ రిటర్న్ ద లెజిటిమేట్ షేర్ టు యుధిష్ఠిర్ హూ హ్యాస్ నో ఎనిమీస్ అండ్ హూ హ్యాస్ బిన్ ఫోర్బేరింగ్ త్రూ అన్టోల్డ్ సఫరింగ్స్ డ్యూ టు యువర్ ఆఫెన్సెస్. హీ ఈజ్ వెయిటింగ్ విత్ హిజ్ యంగర్ బ్రదర్స్ అమంగ్ హుమ్ ఈజ్ ద రివెంజ్ఫుల్ భీమా, breathing heavily like a snake. Surely you are afraid of him. Parthastu devo bhagavan mukundo gruhitavan sakshita deva devah aste swapuryam yadu deva devo vinirjita sheshanru deva devah. Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead, has accepted the sons of Pritha as its kinsman, and all the kings of the world are with Lord Sri Krishna. He is present in his home with all his family members, the kings and princes of the Yadu dynasty. who have conquered an unlimited number of rulers, and he is their lord. Purport. Vidura gave Dhritarashtra very good counsel regarding political alliance with the sons of Pritha, the Pandavas. The first thing he said was that Lord Krishna was intimately related with them as their cousin. Because Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is worshipable by all Brahmanas and demigods, who are the controllers of the universal affairs. Besides that, Lord Krishna and his family members, the royal order of the Yadu dynasty, were the conquerors of all kings of the world. The Kshatriyas used to fight the kings of various dominions and kidnap their beautiful princess daughters after conquering their relatives. This system was laudable because the Kshatriyas and the princess would be married only on the basis of chivalry of the conquering Kshatriya. All the young princes of the Yadu dynasty married the daughters of other kings in this way, by chivalrous force, and thus they were conquerors of all the kings of the world. Vidura wanted to impress upon his elder brother that fighting with the Pandavas was fought with many dangers because they were supported by Lord Krishna, who had conquered, even in his childhood, demons like Kamsa and Jarasandha and demigods like Brahma and Indra. Therefore, all universe power was behind the Pandavas. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadhvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrushabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Krupatam Aham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyeshwaram Hare Krishna. I seek blessings for all devotees so that I can speak something. It's glorifying Lord for all of your pleasure and for my purification. So today we are at a junction where Vidura is trying to give his final advice to Dhritarashtra. So we'll see two main things in discussion. The background that led to this scene, like setting up the scene. And second thing, how false ego when it is stubborn, when somebody's false ego is stubborn, then no matter how good advice one gets, he doesn't pay heed to it. And second thing, when the personal sense gratification agenda is hampered, relationship doesn't matter. Person is ready to break them. So setting up the scene. We all know how from childhood Pandavas were virtuous, they were loved by all, and they were the rightful heirs for the kingdom. So what had happened was Shantanu Maharaj, he got married to Satyavati, and they had a son named Vichitravirya. Vichitravirya, he died prematurely. So Satyavati, from his earlier son, Shila Vyasadeva, requested him to beget sons in the wife of Vichitravirya. That was allowed because, you know, the kingdom has to run. So from the first wife, Dhritarashtra was born. Unfortunately, he was blind. From the second wife, Pandu was born. And Pandu was pale. So Satyavati again requested Vyasadeva to beget child from the first wife. But that time, she put a maid servant instead of her. And from whom? Vidura was born. So Pandu was very chivalrous, very noble, but he got into some situation, he got a curse, and the curse was, if basically what had happened was, he was hunting, and that time he shot a deer. So there was a sage actually, and they wanted to beget an offspring. So since the sages, they were not having any dwelling place, they converted the wife and husband into a body of a deer, and they were uniting for a purpose of child. That time, Pandu accidentally killed the husband, the deer, and while dying, he cursed that if you try to beget a son, you will also die. But then Kunti and Madri, you know, they were the wives of Pandu. Kunti had a boon that she could call for any demigods. So she called, Pandu requested her to beget a child, first from Yamaraj. So Yudhishthir was born. Second from Vayu, Bhima was born. And third from Indra, Arjuna was born. And then Kunti said enough. Then Madri, she also wanted a son. So Kunti requested her to meditate on a demigod and she'll call on her behalf. So Madri, thinking that I may not get second child, she called, you know, Ashwini Kumaras, the twins. And then Nakul and Sahadev, they were born. So at the same time, Gandhari, who was wife of Dhritarashtra, she was also pregnant. So the rule of the time was the eldest son of a king would be the next king. So as soon as Gandhari heard the news that Yudhishthir is born, she understood that my sons cannot be king now because he is the eldest. So in a fit of rage, she broke, she kicked on his, punched her own belly, and whole embryo came out. Then again, Vyasadeva was called, and he cut the embryo into 100 pieces and put them in the special pots, and 100 sons were born, the eldest of whom was Duryodhan. So Duryodhan used to think that my father was the eldest, so I am the rightful heir. While as per Bhishma and as per the proper system, Yudhishthir was the one who was supposed to be the king. So Duryodhan tried a lot to kill the Pandavas when they're kids. But somehow, because, you know, Mare Krishna Rake Krishna Mare Ke, because Krishna was their protector, they were always survived. Then a point came when Duryodhan arranged this so-called picnic for Pandavas with a plan to kill them, burn them alive in the house of Lak. That time again, Vidura, he spoke to Yudhishthir in a very, language of birds actually, which they could understand. And also gave